A new paperback, very large paperback book by Karen McNeil is not an encyclopedia. It's not a reference book. The 900-plus pages of The Wine Bible are a guide to the world's wines by regions, types, and tastes. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has more.
In California's Napa Valley, where Karen McNeil is head of the wine department at the Culinary Institute of America, winemakers rule the fields. But in France, where they do grow some nice grapes, there is no word for winemaker. France and other parts of Europe just have vine growers.
The idea that a man makes a wine is a bit too egotistical for the Europeans. Nature made the wine, the ground made the wine, God made the wine, but you, man, did not make the wine.
Whoever gets the credit, Karen McNeil says there are certain qualities that make a great wine great.
One of the things that makes wine so compelling is that it's not a commodity. It really is connected to nature. That connectedness to place is what makes wine so unique and, in fact, I think so intriguing mentally.
You say that it is a myth to think that a wine is good just because you like it.
You know, it's like a novel. A novel isn't good because you like it. I'm happy if you like a wine, and I'm happy if you like a novel, for that matter. But I think wine drinkers over time develop two opinions. One is subjective, and one is objective. And we all have wines that we know probably aren't really great in the big scheme of things, but we love them nonetheless. But there are wines that truly are great. That doesn't mean you have to like them, but they truly are great.
Can you on the radio teach us how to taste? I remember once asking one of the Madame Rothschilds to show me how to taste a wine, and she did the most amazing thing. She lifted her glass. She sort of sucked it through her teeth, and then she curled her lip up the way I used to in my glorious days of smoking, that got the taste of that cigarette not only into my mouth, but up through my nostrils. That's what she did with her wine. But is that the way to do it?
Well, that might be exaggerating it just a little bit. But what she was doing that really does make a difference is she was holding the wine in her mouth and moving it around. So it had an opportunity, if you will, to hit all those taste buds in there. The faster you swallow, the less likely you are to really taste it. So if you sprung for that $30, why not hold the wine in your mouth, swirl it around a little bit, and really get the sensory impact of $30?
You give some drinking tips in your book, and one of the things you say is don't get stuck on one type of wine just because you like it. Well, why not?
Well, let me put it this way. You know, most people would find it untenable to, let's say, eat only three foods for the rest of their life. If someone said to you tomorrow, you know, all you can eat for the rest of your life are carrots, chicken, and walnuts, you'd think, oh my God, but what about mangoes? What about steak? What about salad? There are so many things out there with wine. There are 5,000 different varieties. So the way I think of it, you know, there's just a lot of pleasure out there waiting for you, and why not go after it?
Something else that's problematic for people who are really not serious wine drinkers or anyway experts about it, the description sometimes of the way a wine tastes. You know, sort of this is a saucy and piquant little little red, or it's an audacious little white. Why does language like that have to be used?
Well, of course it doesn't. I once went into a wine shop and said to the salesperson standing there, give me a wine like Robin Williams, something a little out there and crazy. And, you know, he looked a sort of amazed for one split second, and then he said, okay, I will, fine. And so in that moment, I realized, you know, there are lots of different languages that we can all use to describe wine. And if the one that comes to you most easily is a playful language like that, why not? It's a way of remembering wine.
Karen McNeil is the author of The Wine Bible, a hefty paperback guide to the world of wine. Ms. McNeil is director of the wine program at the Culinary Institute of America in Napa Valley, California. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington, D.C., where the drink of choice is often Maalox.